Hey guys, thanks for joining us. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Sierra.
And I forgot what else to say. And we're Basic Murder Vapes. So, hi, welcome.
Hi.
I'm feeling much, much better than I was last week. So, yay. I'm super happy to be here now. So, of course, this is another week of mysterious deaths. So,
yeah. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, hey, wait. By the way, sorry.
No.
Just a side note. I saw this thing on Facebook 5 seconds before we started recording, and I wanted to bring it up to you. Did you see this article? A woman's body was found on the grounds of Kate Middleton and Prince William's Kensington Palace home.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. And the kicker is apparently they already identified this body wrong. So, just little clippets of this. Police have not yet identified the woman, though they initially misidentified her as a missing artist and notified her family that she had died. She didn't. And then, I can't find it now, but it was a specific quote. It said, police have yet to correctly identify the woman.
What?
Because they tried to identify her, they were wrong.
Oh my God, that's so sad. Ugh. Like,
I need to look into that more, but
Let's get it together, people. Oh my God. Ugh. Yeah, I need to look into that, because that's crazy.
The royal family has some issues,
some
man.
Royal issues lately. Yeah. So.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. So, when I think of mysterious deaths, I always come back to the mysterious death of Elisa Lam. So, when we decided to do this topic this month, in the back of my mind, I knew I wanted to do this one. However, I know it's been done often by many other podcasts, so hopefully you guys will learn something new or just enjoy me telling the story. For my sources
this
today.
This one is so spooky.
I know. It is so scary. Like, so weird. Even my husband agreed, like, this is a weird one. You should do it.
Yeah.
So, and he doesn't usually have, like, a lot of input into, like, what stories I pick. So, my sources for this story were, of course, Wikipedia and an article on a website called All Things Interesting, which has a lot of interesting stuff on it.
Yes.
And then an episode of our favorite show, BuzzFeed Unsolved True Crime. And yay. That episode was titled The Bizarre Death of Elisa Lam. All right, let's get weird. Here we go.
Yeah.
So Elisa Lam was born on April 30th, 1991. She was the daughter of immigrants from Hong Kong who opened a restaurant in Vancouver, Canada. Elisa was a student at the University of British Columbia, and on January 26, 2013, Elisa Lam arrived in Los Angeles, California. She arrived by Amtrak from San Diego, where she went to the zoo and did some sightseeing. She was making the most out of her stay on her solo trip to California, which I thought was pretty cool. I mean, California is a really cool state. It's not as cool now than it used to be, but it has so much to see. So,
yeah, that sounds definitely like something I would have done if I didn't already have kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or if I wasn't like already from there and already knew these places, I would totally do that. So this trip was supposed to be sort of like a getaway from her studies. Her family had been really worried about her traveling such a far distance by herself since she was actually from Vancouver, which Vancouver to California is a long way. However, her parents, you know, still let her go, and Elisa made sure to check in with them daily and update her parents on all the things that she was doing in California. That is why it struck them as unusual when they didn't hear from their daughter. On January 31st. She had been staying at the Hotel Cecil, which she checked into on January 28th. Yes.
So many bad things happened at that hotel.
If you know anything about true crime, you know the Hotel Cecil is a creepy, creepy place.
We could do multiple episodes of mysterious deaths just based on the Cecil Hotel.
And I almost, like, I was on the, like, cusp of, like, jumping into, like, more of the Cecil mm-hmm. Hotel stuff. I did add some, like, really, like, juicy stuff, but
well,
you can really get so much out of that.
That one would work really well for the curse topic, too.
Very, very like, true.
That yeah. hotel is cursed. Yeah. By the way, I would totally stay there. I would. I would.
I'd be it so would be, scared.
I would stay up all night long. I wouldn't go to sleep.
No, I would not go to sleep.
But I would be in that building.
Yeah, I would stay there. I would, too. But, again, I would not sleep because
yeah,
creepy. And it's even branded a different, like, name and everything. But I don't care. Like, rebranding doesn't do anything. Like, it's still a creepy-ass hotel.
Yeah.
So, Elisa was initially assigned a shared room on the hotel's fifth floor, which I thought was so weird. Like,
yeah, I've honestly seen that more recently. So, the shared room is called a hostel.
Right.
And it's like, you know, two random people who don't know each other stay. And I, as, you know, a true crime loving person, never, mm-mm. never, ever, ever would I do that.
No.
But people still do that today.
Yeah.
Like, I see people posting on Facebook, like, oh, I got a hostel at this place. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
That's you don't so know creepy. That person.
Yeah. I would never do that. Mm-mm. However, her roommate complained about her certain odd behavior. So, just a little bit about the Cecil Hotel. In the 1920s, the hotel was built as a business hotel. However, the hotel fell on hard times during the Great Depression of the 1930s and never recaptured its original market as downtown started to decay. Now, if you know anything about the location, Skid Row is very, very close to the Cecil Hotel. And Skid Row in California is pretty much where all the homeless people stay. So it's mm-hmm. very creepy, very dirty, gross. It's just not a good time. So several of Los Angeles's more notable murders happened at or had a connection to the hotel. In 1964, Goldie Osgood was raped and murdered in her room at the Cecil Hotel, which is a crime that has never been solved.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Serial killers Jack Unterweger and Richard Ramirez both resided in the hotel, possibly during their active killing sprees. So, Richard Ramirez, creepy, creepy dude. Very yeah. scary.
Definitely.
So, anything to do with Richard Ramirez, I'm like, no thank you. Peace yeah. out. Bye-bye. I don't know Jack Unterweger. I've never heard him. Have you heard of him?
I haven't.
Okay, so that's something we need to look into because yeah. it's associated with this hotel. So, because Elisa didn't check in with the Lambs, they became so worried that they called the police to have them check out the hotel for Elisa, but there were no signs of her there. Shortly after their search, police released surveillance footage taken from the cameras at the Cecil Hotel on their websites. So, if you know about this case, you've seen the creepy-ass video.
Listen, the video is fucking creepy.
Yeah.
But I swear there's more going on. I'm just gonna let you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let you keep talking okay. Before I give my ideas.
Yes, I will definitely let you give your ideas. This is where things turn truly bizarre. The hotel video showed Elisa Lam in one of the hotel elevators on the day of her disappearance. She was acting rather strangely. In the footage, Elisa can be seen stepping into the elevator and pushing all the floor's buttons. Then she steps out of the elevator and into the elevator, poking her head out side to side towards the hotel's hallways. She peers out of the elevator a few other times before stepping out completely. And in the last minute of the video, Elisa can be seen standing by the left side of the elevator door, moving her hands around, making random gestures, really just acting sporadic. However, no one else is really captured in the video except Elisa. So there's not like somebody she's talking to that you can see. There's just nothing there. Now, normally, I don't tell my theories in the middle of my story. I usually keep them to the end, but I am making an exception for this case. We mm-hmm. will get into that theory as soon as we get back from a quick break.
This is going to be the promo for Twisted and Uncorked podcast.
Yes.
And I just have to say that these girls are a lot like us.
Yeah.
They're a lot happier than us, though. Like,
yes.
Like, I wish I could be that happy.
Yeah.
When talking about these awful things. But, like, when you listen to their podcast, they're seriously having so much fun.
They are.
And if we were just hanging out with them at a party, I swear to God, they would be, like, our best friends.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But, yeah, if you like true crime stuff and you like light on the true crime, more on the happy, fun, go lucky side,
yeah.
Definitely subscribe after listening to their promo.
Absolutely. Yes, they're awesome.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, Twisted Humans. This is the podcast where two best friends chat true crime and have a glass
or two
of wine. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this is Twisted and Uncorked.
So join us every week for Casual Tuesdays, where we release a new episode.
We are now available on all platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Alrighty, welcome back.
Hello.
So, theories. Have you ever heard of the elevator game?
Yes, because I went down a rabbit hole on this one many times. And is the elevator game from Creepypasta, is that right? Or is it from Reddit specifically?
I think it's from Reddit. That's where I got my information
yeah,
from.
Yeah, either way, it's insane. First of all, where do you stand on the whole ghost thing? Like, do you believe fully? Do you want to believe or do you just not believe? Are you a Shaniac? Yeah.
I believe that there are ghosts. I have not personally been visited or felt the presence or anything like that. I've never came close to any, at least in my knowledge, of any paranormal activity or anything like that. So I do believe, though. I believe that there are, like, spirits that didn't get to the other side and they're stuck here and they're haunting, and I believe that, so yes.
Yeah, my thing is, I'm more of a, I want to believe, but
yeah.
I need proof. Like,
true.
When I watch a BuzzFeed Unsolved Supernatural, literally my eyes water. I've talked about this before on the podcast, but
yeah.
My eyes water when I hear EVPs, because I'm like, oh my God, this is proof. But then there's so many people who disprove the proof, and I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know. So anyway, what I was getting at with that is the elevator game is one of those things that disproves it for me, because it's just so, like, it's so
it's
unbelievable
there.
That I'm like, right. You guys are making people who believe or who want to believe look stupid by saying this is true.
Right. So I'm just going to touch on it, but if you have anything else to add, please add.
Okay.
Okay? So basically, the elevator game is a ritual that will bring you to another world, supposedly.
Right.
It originated in Japan and South Korea. So here's how it goes. So after every button press, if someone enters the elevator or someone wants to leave the elevator, you must stop the game and start over once they leave. So you start off by pressing 4, the fourth floor. You press the second floor. You press the sixth floor. You press back to the second floor and press the 10th floor. Then press the fifth floor. If a woman enters the elevator at the fifth floor, do not look at her. Do not speak to her. This woman is not human.
Oh my God.
If you speak to her, she will decide.
And I know it's fake.
I know. She will decide to keep you for her own. Okay, so press the first floor then, and the elevator will either ascend or descend. If the elevator reaches the first floor, leave and do not look back. If the elevator reaches the 10th floor, do not respond to the woman if she asks you where you're going or what's wrong. So apparently, if you do all these things, you will end up in another world. That is what some people think happened to Lisa. So, I don't know if I'm a believer in this game. It sounds super spooky to me. I don't think I would play it. Same thing.
See, that's the thing. I think it's yeah. fake as fuck. However,
right.
I really want to do it, but I'm scared. Why no. am I scared okay. if I know it's fake?
Right. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, like, one of my deepest, darkest secrets. Oh, my gosh. Now. Okay. Okay, so I am absolutely 100% terrified of Bloody Mary. Okay? I got talked into playing it whenever I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, you say it three times in the mirror, whatever it is. That's the most scariest thing to me in the world. Like, 100%.
Did you see her?
Bloody... No.
I did.
I closed my eyes.
I have played and I did see her. And I don't know if it was my brain playing tricks on me, but yeah, when I was in elementary school, I was at my elementary best friend, the one I did the blood pact with, and she made me go into the bathroom by myself. She was like, you do it. Like, this was your dare. You go in there and do it. And I did. I turned on the water and I did it. I was staring at the mirror and I was like, nothing's going to happen. It's fine. And I don't know if it was my mind playing tricks on me or what, but I swear to you, there was an outline, a red blood outline of a woman in the mirror. And I was like screaming and I think she banged on the door to scare me, which made it worse. But I like ran out of there so fast. I didn't even turn the water off. And she's like, you got to go back and turn the water off. And I was like, no, you better turn that light on. I'm not going in there. Yeah, it was.
That's my biggest fear.
I don't know what's supposed to show up, but I swear to you, there was a red outline of a woman in the mirror. And I was like, oh my God.
Absolutely not. So the point of that, of me telling you my deepest, darkest secret of Bloody Mary and how terrified I am, this is sort of similar to that kind of game. It's not really real. People say it might be real. No one really knows, but it's similar to that. So, like I said, apparently if you do these things, you'll end up in another world. It's said that if you do this and make it to another world and then try to come back to this world, it can potentially place you somewhere else that you weren't before.
What?
So, yeah. Which is what people say might have happened to Elisa.
Spoiler alert. So when she came back, she was placed where she was found?
Yes.
Oh, my
That's
God.
What we're saying. So, spoiler alert, she ends up being found. But where she's found...
Makes no sense.
So it could possibly be that she played this game, she did get to another world, and she got placed somewhere else. And... So, okay. Back to the story.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. We will touch on this game again a little bit sooner, or a little bit later. So, the public reacted to the unexplainable video... And it ended up with tens of millions of views. It made its way to Canada as well as China, where Elisa was originally from. 2 weeks after the video was released, on February 19th, with no further signs of Elisa, maintenance worker Santiago Lopez came across Elisa's dead body floating in one of the Hotel Cecil's water tanks.
Yeah, but... Are you going to say why he opened it? Because it's really disgusting.
Okay. Yeah. So, Lopez made the discovery after responding to complaints from the hotel guests about the low water pressure and a weird taste coming from the tap water.
Ooh.
Just imagine being one of those people that were like, this water tastes funny.
Do you think they told them right away or just let them find out on the news?
I don't know, but it's so terrible. Like... I'd be like,
Does that make you a cannibal?
I don't know. Kinda.
That's so gross.
We're not laughing about death, by the way. We're not, you know, it's just, it's uncomfortable.
It is. You gotta cope somehow, okay?
Yeah. Like, whatever. Let's see. According to a statement by Chief of Los Angeles Fire Department, the tank in which Elisa's body had been found had to be completely drained in order to retrieve her body. They had to actually cut a hole in the side of the tank. So no one knows how Elisa's body got into the water tower or water tank and why she was completely naked floating in the water tank with her clothes nearby. So for some reason, she magically is in this water tank.
Yeah.
Naked, floating. Her clothes are outside of the tank. And she's completely undressed. To even get on the roof, Elisa would either have to A, climb the fire escape, which there are three in this hotel, but you have to go out a window to get onto them, or B, she would have to go through an alarmed rigged door, which would alert the front desk. However, on this day of her disappearance, no alarms went off. So even if she was somehow able to get to the roof, she would then have to climb a 10-foot ladder up to the water tank and lift the lid, which was 20 pounds, to be able to get inside of the tank.
Yeah. I'm not some scrawny little weak girl, but lifting 20 pounds while on a ladder with only my hands and no, like, support, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
I don't see it.
And also, she's naked. So, you have to do all this naked.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like a girl of her small size, because she was about 5'4", something in that, which I know you're smaller than that, but still, it's still tiny.
Right.
Would be able to really, lift that by herself, naked, and why would she even want to do that? Some say that she was trying to commit suicide, but why go through all that trouble?
Yeah, you can literally just jump off the building.
Exactly, you're already on the roof. Like many people have done before.
Yeah, many.
Plus, it appeared that she had plans of going back home. She had purchased things to bring back specifically for her family members. And when the autopsy results came out, it only ignited more questions. She had no alcohol or drugs in her system besides the prescription drugs she was taking for her bipolar disorder. Well, maybe that was the reason for her death. A manic episode? It did appear on tape that she was talking to someone, yet no one seemed to be there. Was she talking to herself? It didn't seem likely since she had been taking her medicine like she was supposed to. But even if Elisa had been suffering from her mental health issues, how did she end up dead inside the hotel's water tank?
Yeah, how did she get up there?
Yeah, exactly. The autopsy did not show any signs of foul play from the evidence that was processed. And at this point, the Lambs ended up filing a wrongful death suit against the Cecil Hotel several months after their daughter's death. The hotel fought back and motioned a dismissal of the lawsuit. And I didn't get into any more of that because I didn't really find any more information on the lawsuit and all that stuff. And, legal stuff, it's hard to find sometimes.
Also, I'm sure the hotel had enough money to keep going until they ran out of money. Yes. That happens a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Elisa's death still remains a mystery, but her death was not the first to happen at the hotel. Like I said earlier, since opening its doors in 1927, the hotel has been plagued by 16 non-natural deaths and unexplained paranormal events. So maybe that explains what happened to Elisa. Something not of this world, but of a paranormal one. One of the most famous deaths associated with the hotel, other than Elisa's, was the 1947 murder of actress Elizabeth Short, aka the Black Dahlia, who was reportedly seen drinking at the hotel bar in the days before her grisly death. The hotel even became the focus of pop culture and has been said to be the hotel Ryan Murphy based his American Horror Story Hotel season upon. So, there are so many theories of what could have happened to Elisa, and it's hard to decide what really did happen. So, this is the part where we get into your theories of this case, because okay. I want to know what you think.
So, I don't know if I just haven't heard anyone talk about it in a really long time, like the elevator game in that way, but I did not remember that that's part of the elevator game, that you appear in a different place, like... Yes. Now that that has been brought back up to me, that makes so much sense. And it honestly makes me a little more scared of the elevator game. Like, what if it isn't fake?
Right. Exactly. So that explains why she could just randomly be in this place where it would be extremely hard to be in. And it explains how and why she died. She just was put into this water tank and couldn't get out. It's sort of like, you know, a rat trapped in a, like, pool. Like, they can't get out, you know? There's nothing to grab onto.
Right, yeah.
So eventually your body will get tired of, like, trying to swim, and you will end up drowning.
Yeah, so that one makes sense. That one does make sense to me. And then, okay, another thing that, I mean, this is not that theory. I'm just going to basically tell you all of the things that are on my mind right now. Okay, so.
Do it.
Why didn't the elevator close? Ever? It never closed. Like,
it did not close until she was completely out of sight.
Yeah, did...
Which was really weird.
Okay, so my question about that is, did she push the button that said emergency stop or whatever? And if she did, then why did it eventually close after she was out of sight? And if she didn't push that button, was there a paranormal something in the way?
Right.
Like, the elevator won't close if there's something there. We couldn't see anything there, but was there something there that we couldn't see?
Yeah.
And then
I personally think that it's something paranormal.
Yeah.
I just do.
Here's another thing. I don't know where, I mean, I've read about this case a million times, and I've gone down many rabbit holes, but there was a time when on Reddit, there was the video, obviously, the video's all over YouTube. Right. You can find it if you want to.
Yeah, you can go get
just it. Just type in Elisa Lam elevator video.
Yep.
But there was a video on Reddit at one point where it was a lot more clear than the one is on YouTube. Every time I watch it now, I try to pay closer attention to it, but it's just not clear anymore. The video was clear before, though, where you could see the time. And on the time, there was, like, a whole 2 minutes missing. So it would go from, like, you know, I'm just making this up, minute 23, 23 minute 28 seconds, and then you look at it, and all of a sudden, it's at 25 minute 28 seconds. Like, where did those 2 minutes go? Did the camera malfunction, or did the hotel crop it out?
Right.
And in that case, was it someone at the hotel who did this to her? Someone who could turn off the alarm on the elevator? Someone who knew how to get into that tank?
Yeah.
Everybody is quick to say that it was the mental disorder, and even say that from her bipolar disorder, she may have also had schizophrenia, and this is the age when schizophrenia would finally set in. But I just don't see how she got on the roof and in that tank. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
That's why it's a mysterious
death. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. This one, it puzzles me. It really does. Mm-hmm. I don't... It's annoying because there's really no answer.
There's not. I mean, it's so weird.
You can make your own answers up all day long, but there's no, like, solid, like, this is what happened to her, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what's really annoying, and that's what makes it a mysterious death. So,
man.
That was the death of Elisa Lam.
Hey, so, is there any building in your town that has at least 10 floors where we can go play the elevator game when I come down on Halloween?
No.
No, there isn't, or no, you don't want to.
A little bit of both.
Well, the hotel that I worked in there definitely does not have 10 floors.
It doesn't?
No. It only has...
See, that would be my only thing.
It has...
That would be my only place I would
think of.
7,
I think.
Okay. I was thinking about the Rawls.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it has that many floors.
It doesn't look tall enough.
The Rawls is extremely haunted.
I know. Jesse has told me many times.
Yes. Yeah. The Rawls is a hotel in my town that I have been to many times.
It's like
never
colonial
stayed.
Almost, right? It's old.
Extremely. It's very, very old. I think it's like part of like the underground...
like
tunnels days, like when there was like you could go through and It's so creepy. Like, one day, I'm going to have to just... We're going to have to do, like, cursed places or creepy places. Yeah. And I'll tell you all about the Rawls and all that. But it's so scary. It reminds me of the Cecil Hotel.
Listen, maybe while I'm there, I'm going there for Halloween, guys. Yay! Mm-hmm. Maybe while I'm there, we'll sneak out late at night and do a video there.
Ooh. That would be so fun.
Hey, how do I buy an EVP? So like, you think those are expensive? I want one so bad.
Yes! I don't want to hear it.
I do.
Like, what if, no, what if, like, we're doing it at my house and something, like, goes off and I'm like, oh! I already say, like, there's a haunting in here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have a ghost. Sometimes I hear him in the recordings. Yeah.
But I don't see how, because, like, this house was built by... my husband's grandparents, and they didn't die here, so they're the only people to live here, and no one has died in this house. So, unless it's on some sort of, like, burial grounds, you know? So I don't know how it could be haunted, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Let's not talk about it too much.
Okay. Hey, so, by the way...
Stop it! My husband, after I just said that, he hits the wall.
Oh my gosh. Hey, so last week we put in the promo for the Tennis podcast, and I totally forgot to mention, by the way, Nick's voice sounds exactly like Paul Wesley, who is Stefan from The Vampire Diaries. So, I'm listening to Tennis Pod, the whole time I'm picturing Stefan Salvatore telling me these things. And it's so great. So, if you didn't listen to that promo last week, go back and listen to that episode. Because, seriously, as soon as you hit play, you'll notice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm digging this. I might have to check that podcast out.
Like, no offense against dudes, but usually I can't listen to dudes talk in podcasts.
Same.
They always talk over each other. They talk about things that women don't really care about. Like, I am not a man hater at all. I love men. They're great. I just don't like men podcasts. But this one is really good.
Hmm. I have to check it out. Yeah. Because I like the promo. I was into the promo. So.
Yeah, they're
and
witty.
Usually if I'm into the promo, I'm going to like the podcast.
For sure. Any last things today? Questions?
I don't think so.
Happies?
I didn't get any questions. Just the usual stuff. I mean, you know, make sure that you join Patreon if you're not already a Patreon member or a patron. Because you guys get to see so much cool stuff that...
Like
other
this,
people don't get to see
this audio
you
right
get to
here
see
has a
our
video.
Recording videos.
Yes.
So I think that's cool in itself. It's sort of like YouTube, but it's not. So it's just us, you know, sitting around in our closets, hanging out, telling true crime stories. So I think it's pretty cool.
It is. It's fun.
Eventually, and I love recording these.
Me too. Eventually, we will record things together, you know, when we get together.
Yeah.
We will go places and record things. We might do little... I don't know if I can get into the TikTok. I know a lot of true crimes are getting a TikTok now, but I just... As
Your
basic
is,
as we
okay,
say
I
we are...
I've tried to do a few TikToks, but I'm not that funny, and it's really... TikTok is really, really hard.
I think we're too old for TikTok.
Yeah.
I'll be 27 in, like, less than 20 days, so.
I know, and I'll be 28 in, like, a month,
so.
Yeah. But maybe we can, like, here's an idea.
Okay.
Maybe we could vlog my Halloween party.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would,
at least
doing
random
a huge
snippets.
Halloween party. So, that would be cool, right?
Yeah. We could piece together. We could piece together a really cool video.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of drinking, a lot of wild times.
Yeah.
But hey, that's entertainment.
It is. By the way, if you want to watch these videos, it's the very first tier on Patreon. You could be just $3. And I'm not asking you to pay for this because I think this video is worth money. I'm asking you to support us enough to donate the $3 to us. And in return, we will give you things because we are so appreciative of the $3 donated.
Absolutely.
It's not about, you know, this video is worth $3, so you better pay me. It's we do this Like, listen, guys, this costs money. This equipment costs money. I already broke my mic and had to get a new one. I already broke my computer and had to get a new one. I am not making money doing this podcast, even with your donations. Like, I'm still big time in the hole. This just helps us make sure that when my microphone does break, I can get a new one sometimes.
Yeah.
Even though, as of right now, that all came out of pocket.
Yes. Also, when it comes to Patreon, okay, I make merch. I make the stuff that
she
you guys
makes
get.
It with her hands, people.
And I love giving so much that, like, low key, I gave away stuff I wasn't supposed to give away. So
I
like,
believe it.
I'm like, oh, you like us? Here, have more merch.
Yeah.
Keep having more merch. Oh, you want this? Yeah, free girl. You got it.
Oh my goodness.
So, you might get little goodies like that, you know? You never know.
You never
if
know.
If I'm on a generous day, you know? So, just
our Patreon is
in
awesome,
it.
Guys. Seriously. Like, we deserve that $3 donation from you because we want to spoil you so much.
I really do. Like, I love giving gifts. So, we do it monthly. Monthly we give out stickers and all kinds of goodies. So, I mean, it's a little perk.
Yeah.
It's a $3 coffee that you didn't get, but you got perks.
And it's a month. It's not a week. You know you get coffee every single day anyway. Just skip a day, okay?
Girl, you know I do.
Also, if you go to the $5 tier, you'll get bonus episodes. Our first two bonus episodes were conspiracies. The third bonus episode was on the most recent updates on Evelyn Boswell case. And our next episode, which we're about to record right after this, is just going to be a fun... I don't even know how to explain. It's kind of like a list. I kind of sort of got a little idea from Tenish Pod. And I mean, it's not a top 10 list or anything, but it's a list of really cool, interesting, crazy things that you'll have to be a $5 patron to listen to. So it'll be fun.
It's totally worth it though.
It is.
Just go sign up.
Go. Hurry. Right now. Click.
Yeah. Right now. Hurry. Fast.
Send us your ideas for the next week's story, for the next month's topic, your true or untrue creepy stories that we can read on Trick or Treat. You can send that to any of our social medias, which are found at linktree.com/basicmurderbabes, linktr.ee/basicmurderbabes, or you can email us at basicmbpodcast@gmail.com.
Yay! Awesome. Okay, guys. Until next time.
Peace over murder.
Peace over murder.
Bye.
Bye, guys.